This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis photographer spends her days talking to strangers. You may have seen her on the street. Even more likely, you've seen her work on Facebook. Lindy Drew began the Humans of St. Louis project with a friend in 2014, naming it after the humans of New York. For now, it's a hobby. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that she wants to do it full-time, hoping to widen the circle of people discussing issues from romance to religion to racism.
My name is Lindy. I'm a photographer, and I'm out taking pictures today for a project called Humans of St. Louis.
We're in North St. Louis, scouting for prospects along Grand Boulevard. Drew's been doing this for 2 years now, so she knows what she's looking for. Opinions are fine, but what she really wants are stories that are unique to that person but resonate with almost everyone.
I want to feel chills. I want to feel my heart skip a beat.
We turn a corner to see a man sitting on a folding chair in the street.
My name is John Price. I've been standing on the north side for over 45 years now.
Drew asks him about his talents. He says he remodels houses, replaces front brakes, and...
I went to cosmetology school because I have three daughters. You know, I said, well, I got to learn how to do some hair. You know, so I know how
to... cosmetology school just to do your daughter's hair.
Yes. Yes.
Bingo. Price's reply gives Drew that heartbeat skip that makes his story truly human. The chills she's looking for come when he tells us about when he was shot 5 times, once in the head.
The craziest part when they was taking the bullet out of my head. Doctor, he said, you know, you got a hard head.
Price laughs off his brush with death, but sobers up when he talks about the details.
Over there by Blewett School, Blewett Middle School, I didn't have no idea they was arguing and all the commotion was going on right there. Wrong place at the wrong time.
Drew says Price's brief description is enough to spark important discussions about gun violence and innocent lives. She'll definitely put this one on Facebook.
And now let's let the conversation happen.
Drew saw the power of her project to start a dialogue after Michael Brown was shot. She talked with people of Ferguson and all around St. Louis, asking them about the tragedy and its aftermath. Heated debates broke out in the Facebook comments.
That was the first time we realized, wow, we need to keep going with the project.
Drew hopes to not only continue, but expand Humans of St. Louis by creating a nonprofit organization with help from a crowdfunding campaign and a photo exhibition. Right now, she's busy finishing a master's program in social work and public health, so she's still figuring out what a more solid and funded version of Humans of St. Louis would actually look like.
I don't have the answers, but if somebody has a creative idea, then let's explore that.
Her ideas include hiring more photographers, collaborating with other nonprofits, holding photography classes for kids and teens, and expanding opportunities for more interaction.
There's people who have seen posts of people and they say, how can we help this person? Give me a contact or something. We want to reach out.
Drew thinks that by devoting herself full time, she can make those connections happen. She knows this move would further embed her into the St. Louis area, something the Arizona native never imagined.
You know, when I moved here, I did not think I'd be here longer than I signed up for school. And this project and the people and the current events and everything about my life here has just sucked me in.
No matter what happens with Humans of St. Louis, Drew is proud of what they've done.
Now we've created like one more way in St. Louis for people who care about St. Louis or invested in St. Louis or curious about St. Louis to have these really rich conversations that are going on the site.
Drew hopes some of these discussions will happen in person during the first Humans of St. Louis art exhibition opening Friday night at the Old North Restoration Group on 14th Street. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.